Hey guys, it's Bella and Jenny, and today is February 4th, 2021, and we're in the studio.
We're going to start off with some basic facts about Jeffrey Dahmer. He was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on May 21st, 1960.
Wisconsin? That's boring. Would you believe if I told you he was an energetic child and always seemed happy?
It would seem like his childhood would be pretty traumatic, though.
Well, it wasn't traumatic until he had a double hernia surgery at the age of 4. It changed a lot about him, and his little brother's birth really led him to go into a spiral.
Well, I mean, if anyone had surgery that young, it'd be pretty traumatic. That's also probably why his parents got a divorce soon after his younger brother was born, leading him to become even more depressed.
I feel that. Although his parents treated him badly and was never proud of him, he still wanted their approval like any other kid would.
Yeah, it's just the need for that attention.
During his teen life, he had very few friends and was disengaged.
His first killing was at the age of 14. When I was 14, I was in 7th grade and wasn't even thinking about killing humans, let alone animals.
Facts.
When he killed the first animal, it was in a shed in the woods behind his house.
How did he even get there?
Exactly.
Him and his friends watched the animal dissolve in acid. They watched the bones dissolve in acid for fun.
They literally just watched it and enjoyed watching him do that, which is psychopath behavior.
A teen from his high school stated that Dahmer would have never been the killer that he was if an adult around him was not inexplicably unforgivable and clueless and indifferent about his behaviors.
Soon after high school, he was enlisted to the army by his father for discipline. If my dad ever put me in the army for a punishment, I would go crazy too. He was discharged soon after, though, because of an alcoholic problem.
That's crazy.
Right?
How do you get alcohol
in the army? Right?
He was frequently arrested because of his alcohol problem, which led his dad to kick him out, and so he lived with his grandma.
This led him to become a serial killer and a cannibal. Although people used to ignore the signs of young kids killing animals and thinking nothing of it, now they see it as an early sign of a serial killer because if it's fun for little kids, it's fun for a serial killer.
You would think that people would think that killing animals was not normal.
Right?
I'm confused. They also know that it is 2 times more likely if their childhood was traumatic that they would become a serial killer.
That's insane because a lot of kids have a traumatic childhood.
Right? It's just the feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Which they never would have thought of unless Jeffrey Dahmer wouldn't have told the police about his crazy tactics of killing animals and his addiction of killing them, which led him to be a serial killer.